license.
Yeah.
They cut that out, the grandfather clause is no longer in effect, just back in 1967 that it was.
That's
now
good.
You have to take a test, you have to prove yourself.
Well, that's good. That's much better.
It's more for qualification, you know, reasons. You know.
Do you, this is maybe a weird question, but do you have a course in like black hair as opposed to white hair?
It's all tied in together, like you learn to work on like straight hair, wavy hair, and then curly or kinky hair.
It's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because their hair you have to, like, their hair is classified as kinky or curly or over curly. But there's some whites with the same kind of hair, and then there's some blacks with the same kind of hair as white.
Oh, really?
And you just learn how to...
So you don't separate by race then, it's just different styles of hair.
Right.
Okay, how old are you?
20 years old.
20? And you're a male, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And what religion were you brought up in?
I was brought up in the Baptist, and I'm now a Mormon.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
When did you convert?
About 10 years ago.
Is it against your religion, so it's against?
Oh, yeah. But everybody has to play a little game, you know.
That's true, this is true. Did your parents convert also?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see, that wasn't your decision.
Not really.
You just did it with them.
Right.
I see.
You know, I was my hip to whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
Didn't matter too much to me.
Okay. Would you tell me the names of the schools that you went to?
Okay. Let's see. I started off in grammar school at Peter Joe Hamilton. That's first through six.
Okay.
Then I went to K.J. Clark. That's junior high, 7 through 9. And I went to Vigor.
What?
Vigor High School.
What do you say?
V-I-G-O-R.
It's like Vigor.
Then I went there for about 2 months before I got kicked out for reasons I care not to go into.
Okay.
Racial disturbances.
Racial disturbances?
We just put that.
Okay, no, I don't need to put anything.
And then I went to Chickasaw Academy till my senior year, I went there one semester. My senior year. And then I transferred back to Vigor.
Okay.
And graduated from Vigor.
Alright, and did you come here immediately after graduation?
No, I had 2 knee operations before I came here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you come
here? I had 2 knee operations, then I started here in June of 74.
And this is called Carver?
Carver State Trade School. Technical Institute, something like that. Sounds
fancier.
Better.
Do your knees still bother? Do you have to trip knees?
Every now and then.
Can you tell when it's going to rain?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to rain today?
Well, really, you have to, you know, like, be out in the open.
Oh.
You know, it kind of bothers a little bit, but I'm used to it now.
Okay.
And for about a year of it, I'm used to it.
What was it, ligaments?
Everything.
Everything?
Torn ligaments, cartilage, tendons. I had what they call a whole knee. Down there, they just take everything out and replace it.
Okay, who of your friends, where do most of your friends come from? Are they kids you went to high school with or church?
I have one special friend. I met him back in my 10th grade year, private school. We played football together. It's funny how we met. We were doing this drill where the backs would, you know, like going out for passes and that, and he was defender. So I went out for this pass, and like when I went to turn, he grabbed hold of my face mask. You know, and I didn't like that too well. That's illegal, it's supposed to be. So I just took a swing at him, you know. And we had to suffer the consequences. We had to, you know, run about 10 extra sprints after practice, you know. And that's how we met, and we've been best friends ever since.
That's a weird way.
Yeah.
So this was a private school that you had to go to because of problems.
Right.
Was it a military school?
No.
No?
Just not a church school, it was just a private school.
Okay.